our town and country office national. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.
There's been reports this morning and this afternoon, gents, that bottle shops will be closed, hence why places like BWS, Dan Murphy's, Celebrations are absolutely chockers.
Oh, nuts. Right.
Then we've had calls from people going, well, no, I've spoken to the people, and they've said, well, no, we're going to stay open. So we've got Ian Horn, General Manager of Australian Hotels Associations, SA. Mate, thank you so much for your time.
G'day, Ian. Thanks for your time, mate.
Pleasure, gentlemen.
What's happening with the bottle shops?
In terms of bottle shops, I can confirm that both the Liquor Commission and the South Australian Police Force have confirmed normal trading for bottle shops.
Right.
So,
Bottle shops
can trade between 10 o'clock and midnight, normal trading 7 days a week. So the next 6 days, there's no panic. And you're like, now the rules will be the same as with supermarkets. Only one person from the household can go out and do the shopping.
Right.
And certainly the hotel, the pub and club and restaurants will all be shut.
Yeah.
But the bottle shop component will be open, drive-through and or walk-in.
Well done. Because there was early reports there, mate, and I was getting some text messages saying that they are, and that was from a very good source in the police department, that they were going to be shut as of midnight tonight. But you're saying business as usual.
I've had confirmation from SAPOL and the Liquor Licensing Commission. It's business as usual, which is great.
Yeah, great. Work, mate. Now, mate, what's this going to do to the pubs, Ian?
It is. It's quite diabolical, really, considering the 6 or 7 months. Literally, they've had 10 hours notice to shut significant premises. That won't be achievable. In a way, there'll be millions of dollars in terms of wasted fresh food, millions of dollars in lost wages, standing down of employees even for 6 days is happening now.
Yeah.
And it seems to some extent we may have kicked a home goal with this, that we were virus free for months and months and months, and the consequences will be a multi-million dollar impact on South Australia's economy.
And the mental health too.
It's terrible. And a number in both the owner operators and the staff, this will be, for some of them, this will be the second time within 6 months that they've been stood down. It's a pretty high price we're paying to allow the expats to fly in and stay here. Now, that's for another day, but this is the consequence, because this was a breakout in a midi hotel, not a lot different to what we've seen happen in Victoria.
Yeah.
And it's a significant price the community's going to pay in our hospitality and hotel industry in particular.
Ian, thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you.
Call us any time. Thanks for that, buddy.
Thanks, good stuff.
All right, bottle shops, Burn, will stay open for the next 6 days. So.
Yep, certainly is. And just look at the impact that return travellers are having. If they don't come, there's no risk, jars. Or if they change the protocols, there's less risk or basically no risk. Mm. So it needs to be looked at. It needs to be looked
but
at Australia-wide.
Consider our expats.
Yes, I know, Jars, but we need to change something.
Who are proud Australians that we need to get home to their families, Boone. We've got to consider them.
I'm with you. They've had a long time to get back, though, Jars, and the ones that are still waiting, yes, get them back, but we need to change the protocols, because what's happening now is not working. And look at the impact it's having on our economy, the pubs, the hospitality industry. Look over there in Victoria. There's just places just shut down, and we don't want that happening here, and hopefully it doesn't go that long. But while we're still creating a risk for ourselves, mistakes will happen. So protocols need to change somehow. I don't know what they are,
but the commissioner
something needs
to change.
The
police commissioner, Ben.
We've got to be speaking to him at 25 past four. If you are struggling, and I can only imagine there'd be a lot of people that would be, you can call Lifeline 24-hour crisis support, and that number is 13 11 14.
All right, so bottle shops will stay open for the next 6 days. Considering the early reports that we got that they were shut. Let's go to Rossi of Ranella. G'day, Ross.
Yeah, hi. I just went past Victoria Park about a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
And there's no 10-hour wait there.
So there's no one there?
No, maybe 100 cars are there.
Oh, they've fled. They've gone.
So maybe these places need to post what the waiting time is so people can drive around.
Great idea.
That is a
beautifully
great
said,
idea.
Ross.
Well done.
That's
Ross.
A great
beautiful.
Idea. Update us every 10, 15 minutes. Let's go to James of Pennington. Jimmy.
Hey, boys. How you going?
You want to shout out to some of the brothers, sisters?
Yeah. Just down at Halleck Cove there, Thursday Camel. They're smashing out their customers there. Waited about 5 minutes for about 40 odd cars.
Oh.
So they're doing well. Even running everything.
Good. That's
good stuff, Jimmy.
You're getting them through.
Just again, mate, we found out.
In and out.
Yeah, well done. The reports were wrong. the bottle shops will stay open. I know it's not the be all and end all, but...
That's important for the message to get out because we don't want people running and panicking to get there to... You can still go there over the next 6 days. Just keep calm.
Our Town and Country Office National. They've got your home or business office sorted. 258 Halifax Street.